districts coming back to the Graff Event Center. That was just announced, I think, this week, Coach. That's huge for your program, for the school and everything. It's back in McCook at the end of the year.
Yeah, we are super excited that we're hosting the district wrestling tournament this year. It's going to be the second time since I've been here, and I believe the second time only that McCook has ever hosted the district wrestling tournament. And so, you know, we're pretty excited about that. The last time that we had districts here, you know, a few years ago, everybody really enjoyed having districts here in McCook. The Graff Center is, you know, a perfect place for a tournament like that. And, you know, it all happened pretty quickly this week. We didn't find out until Monday. And at first they posted all of the teams that were in the districts, and all the other teams in our district were pretty much from Omaha and Lincoln. And so at first I was pretty convinced that we were going to be heading to Omaha or Lincoln for districts, since, you know, geographically it just made sense. And then when they posted later on Monday that it was going to be in McCook, it was kind of a shock to us. But come to find out, of the 12 teams that are in our district, I believe we were the only school that put in for districts. And so all of those teams from back east, they're going to be making the trek out here to McCook for districts. And, you know, that's going to be a little bit different for a lot of them. You know, I'm sure they were kind of shocked when they saw where they were going to be going for districts. But I guess they'll learn in the future that if you want to stay close to home, you need to put your name in for districts like we did. And, you know, we're really excited about some of the teams that are coming out. Of course, the big name in our district that we saw on Monday is Omaha Scut. Anybody that knows anything about high school wrestling in Nebraska knows that Omaha Scut has a lot of tradition. You know, I think they've won, you know, like 20 or more state titles over the years. And so it's going to be a great opportunity to have them come to McCook, wrestle in our gym. And, you know, a lot of our fans in the area, they've never seen a lot of these teams, and so it's going to be a great experience for our fans as well. And, you know, I know our wrestlers and our coaches, we were pretty excited on Monday when we got that news.
And districts, correct me, it's just a one-day event this year.
Yeah. This is the first year that they're moving districts to a one-day tournament instead of a two-day tournament. In the past, it's been a Friday and Saturday, but now this year with the new rule, you can wrestle six matches in one day rather than just five, and so that allows us to have the district tournament in just one day. And a big reason for why they're doing that is because the girls' districts is being split up over two weekends. The girls will have a sub-district the week before, and the top four from those sub-districts move on to the district final the next week, which will be on that Friday. And so the girls' district finals are on Friday, and if the boys had a two-day tournament on Friday and Saturday, there just weren't enough wrestling officials, wrestling referees to have at both the boys' and girls' districts. And so instead of the boys going 2 days, now the girls will have their district final on Friday, and then a lot of those referees will be used the next day on Saturday at the boys' districts across the state.
Coach, Monday's the day, November 13th, the first day girls and boys can get going. You ready to go?
We are chomping at the bit. You know, the last couple of weeks I've been working with the junior high team, so I always tell the high school guys, you know, I'm in mid-season form already. They better be ready to come to work. But we've had some of the guys coming in the last couple of weeks and getting a little extra conditioning in, getting their bodies adjusted a little bit. You know, but, yeah, we're really excited to get the season started. Monday will be here quick. We should have about 25 to 30 guys starting out the season, and we'll see, you know, where all the pieces fall as far as our lineup goes. And you know, the girls, they're right there as well, ready to get on the mats, and you know, it'll be a fun time. It'll go fast, and we're ready for it.